Four News at 10, watch WGN, Micah Mater, Joe Donlan. That's our guy. He was in studio today. Great to see Joe.
Yeah.
Dan Rohn on sports, and of course, Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, for TV News at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN.
They were playing a game with Donlan today.
Yeah.
Because Donlan knows Ben Bradley and myself, you know, way too well now.
Yeah.
You know, that we left town together.
I asked him, I said, what really happened on that Notre Dame trip with you three? You don't want to know, Kevin.
It was, whew. So he did Roe and Ben trivia.
Love yeah, I was happy to learn that you broke what your arm falling off a tricycle.
I did, yes. I broke my falling off a tricycle. Yeah, that is a true story.
As a teenager too, not as a child.
Yeah,
as a teenager.
It's a long story. All right, John Cass joins us right now from the Chicago Tribune. And I ask you, Mr. Cass, what do you make of the press conference today of the mayor announcing the firing of the police superintendent and then saying she would not release the details out of respect for his wife and family? What do you make of that?
That is what gets you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the wife and the family, the wife, the spouse of the police officer. And she's a police officer, too, right?
Right.
She's a lieutenant. She made lieutenant. She was a sergeant. She took a test and made lieutenant. It was amazing. And now, you know, the question is, who knew what, when, where, and how? You know, Ro, I'm thinking me, you, and Eddie Johnson go over to Ceres Cafe, have the Greek chicken that's on the menu for special today, mm-hmm. and we talk about it. But I don't think he's going back there anytime soon.
John, what's the ripple effect here? Anybody else going down with Eddie?
The issue is there are two police officers came up on this. You know, they were called. There was a call to 911, and I think City Hall knows who called. And then you've got the police officers showing up, and Eddie was allowed to drive home. So they're probably going to be lit up or they'll be in trouble. And then you have the commander and the watch commander who I think by regulation are required to notify Ian Aloysius Donnelly, otherwise known as IAD. And I don't know if they did that or not, but that should be part of Joe Ferguson's report whenever they release it, which...
That's the Internal Affairs Division, by the way, for those not following.
Right.
The guys, the guys who, you know, come in and you know, would be responsible for this internal investigation part. Now,
right.
you said something, you blew right past something, John. I like you do this in your column, too. You drop a little nugget. You come back later, or you come back 2 days later to whatever that nugget was. But that's the question
Ro, I'm on a 50,000 watch station with you, Ro Khan, and your yeah. friends. Am I going to write my whole column here on your podcast? On your
yeah,
show?
Sure.
No.
Yeah, no, you could.
I'm not, but I'll drop a seed here and there.
So
you know,
I'm gonna, but I gotta go. Let me go. Pour some water on that seed, though. You said,
okay, please do.
They may know who made that phone call. When you say they know, they would know by phone records, or they would know personally who made that phone call?
Well, I don't know personally. Personally is, you know, I just saw the Scorsese film. You know, I heard about it from a guy. I didn't know myself, you know. I heard about it.
Yeah. Okay, it's interesting.
But clearly, when you call 911, there's a record of your call.
Sure, yeah.
Right? Oh. And if you have a city, what if you have a city phone?
Mm. Hmm.
I don't know.
You're asking questions. You're asking a bunch of important questions. I see where you're heading with that. Now that so there's a lot more of the story. Could it have been an inside kind of job? Now here's the other piece of this. This is an important thing. He was going to be retiring. One of the things
yes.
that we kept hearing about was that Eddie Johnson was nearing a retirement threshold for his 37, 38 years, whatever it is, of service he's done to the city, and he
right.
was waiting to get to a date certain that would ensure, I think, you know, the full pension amount. And
Mayor Lightfoot, in her wisdom, was going to allow him to get close to it. She didn't, you know, she understood he had a couple drinks. She wasn't going to, you know, go all Khaleesi on him and have the dragon burn him to cinders. But then what? Then other stuff came out, and she's got to deal with that. And, you know, there's one thing about Lori Lightfoot. Don't lie to her, you know?
My question is, why would he ask for an investigation into the situation of himself if he thought he was going to be proven to have done something that was fireable?
Did he ask, or was it like the horse was already out of the barn? And so
I thought that was the announcement that he asked for the investigation into himself.
He said there should be an investigation into himself.
After it had already been launched? Is that your assumption?
I think it would have been launched the minute that he drove himself home after they woke him up, you know, at the stop sign.
Was the car in the right of way, or was it on the side?
I don't know. I think it was, you know, on the street somewhere. And he was in it. And, you know, she tried to do the right thing by him and let him retire with some dignity. I remember she was, the last time I talked to her at the Tribune editorial board, I asked her about the video, you know, because there should be video, right?
Mm-hmm.
There should be, unless somebody told cops to turn off their video. She said, I'm not going to talk about what I've seen and not seen. You know, wait for the report. And I thought, okay, why bring out the video if it was just a couple drinks and the guy was going to retire, let him go. You know what I mean? That's my attitude. I don't know, Ro. I just didn't want to, I didn't think you should be burned for something like that. And now it looks like he's being burned for more. So we'll see.
Yeah.
And other people might go, you know, get in a jam with him.
Well, generally these things do fall that way. As soon as it becomes a heater case, everybody gets looked at, right? And that's
it's a heater now because I know who's not returning my phone calls as we speak,
mm-hmm.
and who is, and those who aren't returning my calls, I know they got my message. So we'll see what happens now.
I'm telling you, here's the one thing you know for sure: when John Cass leaves a message, you got a message. You understand what I'm saying here? Understand?
You know what? When Ro Khan asks you for a number, he's got the eyes of Harvey Keitel in that movie, The Irishman. You better give Ro Khan that number.
Great movie, by the way.
Did you like The Irishman?
I loved Pesci in it. I thought, you know, De Niro did this, you know, De Niro thing, and Pacino was his, you know, scene chewer self. But I thought Pesci was fantastic. He had the eyes, and so did Keitel, the dead
Keitel,
eyes. And you and I both, Ro, have seen those dead eyes on Grand Avenue on occasion.
Yeah, he had those. Yeah.
The interesting thing, of course, a whole discussion of Jimmy Hoffa and no mention of Joe Lombardo or Paul Rica, you know. So it's kind of like a New York fantasy. And apparently he didn't even kill the guy, right?
So
he didn't kill Hoffa.
That's interesting because it looks at it sort of from the East Coast perspective, the way that the 70s film Fist looked at it like that too. Sylvester Stallone's version of it. And, the true end of Jimmy Hoffa and that entire episode ended. Well, my theory is it ended in a zinc smelter in Gary, Indiana for Jimmy Hoffa. But
either that or a car crushing place in Summit.
Oh, even closer! Wow,
yeah.
But certainly the Chicago outfit was intimately involved in that. So
when you think of casinos in Las Vegas, and you don't think of Paul Rica, that means you didn't do your homework, right?
Thank you. Everything, you know what? Everything is like, it's a great mystery. And then you have to start Googling things after you talk to John Cass. Wait, hold on. What did he say? What did he say?
I told you that the Greek chicken is on the menu today at Ceres Cafe, didn't I?
That's like, you know what that's like? That's like in any of these movies where one guy calls another guy from a payphone as if there were still payphones and goes, the Greek chicken is on special today at Ceres, and then hangs up the phone. And you go, okay. And the guy goes, what did he say? He goes, I got the message. The stuff's in.
Eagle has landed.
I think they have an honest pour over there.
They got an honest pour. Okay, that means that they're paying full boat for it. All right. Thank you very much, John Cass. You're a legend.
Love you, man. In my own mind, I am. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
There he goes, the great John Cass. Yeah, it's an interesting. This is one of those turns in Chicago. It's gonna. This story is not gonna go away quietly now because the mayor, and I think you know she's new to politics, but she's not new to being a tough guy.
Right.
I think you know
mm-hmm.
she's been a very effective lawyer. She definitely has. You just watch her temperament, right? She's got that sort of. She doesn't mess around.
She's the scary teacher that won't yell.
Yeah.
But the way she's delivering the message is more terrifying.
And she delivered a fairly terrifying message today in the firing of the police superintendent by saying, I'm not going to reveal the details out of respect for his wife and family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's all you got to say. I mean, it's sort of like...
Well, yeah, everyone's just going to make assumptions until we actually have answers. And if we don't get the full answers, they're still going to have assumptions.
No, I think we're going to get answers, though.
No, I think we will, too. But all of them, that's where I have a question mark.
Very interesting.
I mean, with that comment, everyone goes to a certain place. You immediately start thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, and that's that's the situation with, you know, if it's a DUI, DUI is bad enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if he was lying about the DUI, if it was worse than that, but he didn't, I don't think he ever got, I don't think he blew into a breathalyzer. That wouldn't be necessarily provable.
But why didn't he?
Right. So something has to be.
But I think there's
something can't be proven in just a video, you know.
She left it out as though there's a lot more to this story that would be humiliating to the family. It's time now for news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Kim Gordon's got it.